1380 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A new report from the government is not great for those who are hoping for an interest rate cut in the next couple of months. Inflation came in hotter than expected for the third month in a row. Gas, rent, and auto insurance all costing more. Here's ABC's Rebecca Jarvis.
Today's report decreases the likelihood of a rate cut in June. That would have been the first rate cut in some time. And that means mortgage rates, car loans, those credit card APRs, they all stay higher.
Just before the opening bell, Dow futures were down more than 400 points. Reaction still continuing to come in to the Arizona Supreme Court's upholding of a law from the 1860s that bans all abortions in the state with no exceptions for rape or incest. The only time abortion would be legal in Arizona would be to save the life of the mother. Muslims around the world are celebrating Eid, the final day of Ramadan. President Biden telling the Univision he thinks Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has made a mistake. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin hasn't had a Department of Natural Resources secretary since Adam Payne stepped down in October. Governor Evers tells the Journal Sentinel he wants to make sure he makes the right choice. Also in October, the state Senate fired more than half the Natural Resources Board, which sets the agency's policies. Enbridge Energy's controversial Line 5 will likely come up at next week's permanent forum on indigenous issues in New York. Critics are worried about plans for an oil tunnel under Michigan's Straits of Mackinac.
If a leak happened within that tunnel, it would cause a catastrophic failure, pumping crude oil into the Straits and into the Great Lakes.
Wes Furlong is a lawyer with the Native American Rights Fund. Line 5 carries up to 23 million gallons of oil and natural gas every day. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Two local health providers are recommending adults older than 64 get an updated COVID-19 shot this spring. Meritor and UW Health are taking their cues from the CDC, which says older populations are still at a higher risk for getting COVID bad enough to land them in the hospital. More than half of all COVID-related hospital stays across the country in the last 3 months of last year were people 65 and older. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office is out with some details of a crash that killed five people on Highway 60 Sunday. Deputies say a car driven by a 17-year-old girl from Merrimack crossed the center line and hit a pickup driven by a 70-year-old man from Prairie du Sac. Everyone in the crash died, including three passengers with the girl. Investigators say the car did not have its headlights on and people were not wearing their seatbelts. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Brewers beat the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee with a 9-5 win over Cincinnati. The winning pitcher, Brewers starter Joe Ross, getting his first major league win in nearly 3 years after having Tommy John surgery twice. Manager Pat Murphy.
That's the story of the game, Joe Ross. I mean, that guy was the Joe Ross of old.
NBA, the Bucks beat the top-ranked Celtics 104-91. But maybe without Giannis Antetokounmpo for a while, he limped off the court in the third quarter. Doc Rivers met with reporters.
Yeah, they're testing him for the calf right now, which obviously MRI.
Okay, and as far as you know, there's no updates on that. It's just...
No, he just left a little while ago.
NFL, the Packers tailgate tour continues in Beloit, Platteville, and Madison. I asked Leroy Butler about the Packers' new safety, Xavier McKinney.
More than anything, he can play multiple positions like as I did. He can play in the deep middle, he can play in the box, and he can play in the slot.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
C Sunny this morning, becoming cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 68, with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with showers after midnight, 46. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain tomorrow into tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
Struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson and just give him, give him a swift kick in the ass.
Tell us how you really feel.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. On State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove them all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Things happen in that election that were very troublesome. Absolutely. And I can point them out right here in Wisconsin. We had Zuckerbucks come into Democratic cities in a big way to push out, working with cities to push out Democratic votes. We had nursing homes where the sheriff of Racine investigated where you had 100% voting in nursing homes. Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
Wow. So little time, so many Republican douchebags running. That one running against Tammy Baldwin. Yes. So let's just say vote for Tammy Baldwin.
Yeah.
Really? Really? Old people shouldn't get to vote because they're going to die? What? Oh, my God. I'm going to guess this is based on, you know, polling showing Joe Biden polling way ahead with older people. This is all they think of. How do we stop the people that are not going to vote for us from voting?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, one of the nursing, there were 12 people in it. Of course, it was 100% voting, whatever.
He sounded like Marcus Bachmann.
A little. Yeah, he did a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Right. Oh, and also Donald Trump's about to turn 78.
Right.
So he said,
no, he shouldn't be able to vote.
Right. He's going to be gone in a few months.
Well,
anyway.
He'll be a felon, so he won't be able to vote in Florida.
Oh, that's right. Good fun fact. Thank you, Jody Hamilton. That is correct. Okay.
He will not have been released from prison yet, because once you're released, then you can vote.
Yes. But you know the only way to save America, Chris, we're partnering with a Get Out the Vote group, would be the Sexy Liberal Show.
Oh.
This is, I can't hold this up to the camera. Okay, this is one of our listeners wearing a mask. And can you see her sign? It says, because you, that's why. That's her protest sign.
I like it.
Yeah, she's wearing a mask, and that's her, Okay. This is this would be Nina from Everett. She said, Steph and the Mooks, I have my ticket for Boston Sexy Liberal in July already. You've got to hurry and get these tickets. I'm telling you, they're going to be all gone.
Yep.
It'll be my very first time doing anything solo at 55, so of course I had to get meet and greet tickets. You're going to make friends. That's the whole point of Sexy Liberal. I picked your show because your audience is the sweetest, and I know I'll be amongst my people.
Yep.
I'm telling you, the people don't come to see us anymore.
No.
They come to see each other.
Yeah.
It's fine. We don't care. They just, eventually, they're all going to have their backs to us while we're talking on stage.
Yeah.
That's fine. Indeed included a picture to let you know what I'm all about. My homemade all-purpose protest rally sign. Love you guys. We will see you in Boston along with Charlie Pearson. Various dishes to pass.
A Kennedy.
Well, he said you are all assigned to Kennedy at birth if you live in Massachusetts. But he frequently brings, Senator Elizabeth Warren with him places. So you just never know who's going to show up at Boston Sexy Liberal. Oh, should I do the we're starting with you, Minneapolis? Oh, my God. How much do we love that Dave in Minneapolis and Robin called from the Harmar yesterday?
The Harmar Mall.
Talk about Minneapolis' excitement that we are kicking off the Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour in Minneapolis. What better place? We've had that fantastic KTNF station since the beginning. They get it in Minneapolis.
They have been with us from the beginning.
Rewarding you, Minneapolis, with our first stop on the Save the World Tour. And then
they sent photos from the Harmar Mall yesterday. It's a dead mall.
Super dead mall.
Super dead mall.
Philly, you're up next. April 27th, very exciting. Glenn Kirshner, JoJo from Jurors, and just added yesterday, Lindy Lee. We didn't know lived in Philly. Booked her yesterday. We're Philadelphia, sexy liberal. We're working on surprises, aren't we, Jody? For lots of, we'd have to kill you if we told you, but there's a lot of, okay. Madison, Wisconsin's next. Albuquerque, New Mexico. Valerie Plame is our guest there. What is the next? Oh, Seattle, Denver, Boston, Atlanta, New York, Chicago, Portland, Durham, North Carolina, Phoenix, Kansas City, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C.
And Rachel Bitticoffer in Portland.
Rachel Bitticoffer just added along with Tom Hartman in Portland.
Portland's going to be lit.
Oh, God!
Lit AF.
Okay, sorry. All right, because if you like your comedy, you don't like your comedy, both sides do it. Sexy Liberal Tour is for you. I don't like my news or my comedy, both sides do it. Ugh, I heard Jon Stewart beat up on the Biden administration over Gaza again or something. Also, a lot of us screaming about Ari Melber having Michael Avenatti on from prison. Oh, God. Okay. I like Ari. He's had me on the show.
Hasn't Michael been on this show?
A little, kind of. Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Frangela and I, the rap references are wearing on us a little bit.
Oh, they wore on me.
Nicole Wallace is my sweet spot. And then I've got my joy. I love Ari. But first of all, he was just having a measuring contest with Michael Cohen, wasn't he? You could tell he just wanted to talk about Michael Cohen because they obviously had
a falling out?
Right. But thank you, yes, to say the least. I had some personal stuff. You know the good thing about getting old? I can't even remember exactly what the personal stuff was with Michael Avenatti, but it involved people I know. And he's really on the phone from prison, Ari. I get it. He wants like controversy and whatever. But Katie Fang said, I strongly disagree with Michael Avenatti's assessment of the strength and value of the Manhattan prosecution of Donald Trump. Unless he's seen all the prosecution's evidence and knows all their arguments in the case, Avenatti cannot predict or opine with accuracy. And his comments regarding Stormy Daniels were in particularly poor taste. She was his client and he stole from her. That's the other thing. He gets a shot in at, his shots in at Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels, who he's in prison because he stole a ton of money from her. I'm like, what? Okay. So thank you, Nick Ackerman, Watergate prosecutor, was on. And, it got kind of tense because he dumped on Melber's interview with Michael Avenatti. Avenatti had said, first of all, he said he thought he would be convicted. But then he just basically was, I think he was trying to settle scores, right, with Michael Cohen, and I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. He predicted, what did he say? He predicted Trump would be convicted, but he also said the case had several issues that would not damage Trump as much as some people have predicted. Ackerman said he was not involved in the mechanics of the case. He was not involved in the payoffs. He was not involved in how it was set up. He is not a witness in this case. The witnesses in this case are, it's not just Michael Cohen, like he says, it's also David Pecker, who was the head of the National Enquirer. Why? Seriously? Why? It's like this. The universe was set up for me and Bob Seska to get more and more immature. I'm just saying. Chubb Insurance, David Pecker, and also
Mr. Hankey.
Mr. Hankey. Christmas financial poo. He said Avenatti's not going to be a witness in this case. He's got nothing, zero to do with it. He has no knowledge as to any of the allegations in this complaint. Ari Melber said, I appreciate that as legal analysis. In our reporting, though, there's a difference there when we don't know who the witnesses are going to be. Ackerman said, well, we know it could also be Santa Claus, but it's not going to be Avenatti. okay. I'm just saying. That's the guy that stole from the woman. Yeah. Can I just say, Stormy Daniels has more integrity than all of the other
she
people
sure
involved in this.
She sure does.
Okay. Let's go to Jim McKinney. Ken in Phoenix. Hello, Ken.
Hi. Miss Miller, it's for you.
Oh, yes. Hello.
Speaking of cobwebs, in the name of the great late John Rivers, cobwebs, nurse, get the pledge. Also, also,
that's the worst Joan Rivers I've ever heard.
I tried to challenge her, but she, like, didn't want to do it. The other thing is, since the women are going to be throwing their panties at Sugar Sane, can the guys throw their jocks at Chris?
Oh, in Phoenix? Yes. Sure. Yes. Yes. You may throw your jocks up.
I welcome all jocks.
Yes. And Hal kind of gets both because he was on Queer as Folk yeah. And
Hal has fans in both
venues. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
All right, guys, bring your jocks, guys.
Yeah, okay. And throw anything at me. It doesn't matter.
Well,
tomatoes.
It's all love. As long as I'm getting attention, just people throw anvils at me. Ow!
You could airdrop your pictures of your cooter.
Okay,
that's
thanks.
True.
That's yeah. sweet of you, oh. Seth, the Homo of Hope in Los Angeles. Hello.
Hello, homos and Chomo Jomo. So first I want to say yes.
Oh no,
true.
That's like an Ari Melber rap name almost.
me and the Homo of Filth, we're going to step up and we're going to step out and we will be feeling the Stephanie vibe. But what I wanted to say was, it seems like Arizona, Republicans are doing everything in their power to make sure that we win in a tsunami landslide.
Yep.
And the collective vaginas across America is angry and irritated and will stay that way until we all vote on November 4th and put this to bed for good. And it is
thank
happening.
You.
Yeah.
Thank
it just
you.
Seems like,
thank you for that hope, so, Homo. I don't know why I flash back to a guy's routine at Yuck Yucks in 1980.
Uh-huh.
When you were a toddler.
Yes.
When you probably shouldn't have been at Yuck Yucks.
Yes, right. When he was talking about a Cosmopolitan. You remember that magazine, Jody,
sure.
article that said how to exercise your love muscles to control your man? And his line was, buy me a fur coat or I'll snap it off. I don't know. That's back when fur coats, I guess, were politically correct and
sure.
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just had the visual of a very, very angry vagina, which is there's going to be a lot of very...
Angry vaginas grow teeth.
They can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Vagina dentata.
Yeah, we're growing that for November.
And then they end up looking like a Venus flytrap.
Yeah.
You're
going to grow a lot of electoral teeth. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, this is why I'm wearing my I Am Speaking in honor of the vice president. Our new best friend, Lindy Lee, is going to be with the vice president this week, who is also going to be in Arizona to talk about this horrible, horrible ruling that is causing the angry, bitey vaginas. Yeah. You're going to wish you left all these vaginas on the island of Dr. Moreau because they're too bitey. I'll bite you electorally. Why am I doing this?
I don't know.
That's not teeth.
I don't know what it is. It's more like an interpretive dance.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. They're like clacking comedy teeth. Okay. Remember that in the vice presidential debate? Mm-hmm. Every time Mike Pence started to talk over, she's like, I'm speaking. I'm speaking now. Okay. Yes, you're going to hear women speaking in November. Mother. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Am I normally like this on Wednesday? I feel like
it's
going to be a long week.
This is usually a Monday.
I have to
or
travel
Friday thing.
To Minneapolis.
Yeah. I know. Lonnie said this morning, it's already Wednesday. I said, you mean it's barely in the middle of the week?
Easy for you to say. Lounging around your Barca lounger while I'm up at ass o'clock.
Uh huh.
All right, 18 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. Oh, boy, howdy, do I need that today. Hello.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Hello. Yes, I'm saying Morning Kick, you see it in my... Everyone asks why that's so big, because you're supposed to hydrate, and I don't like drinking regular water. This is strawberry lemonade flavor. It's delicious. It's not one of those mossy, grassy drinks.
Those are gross.
It's delicious, and I get 10 supplements in here. I love it. It has been a game changer for me. It gives me energy, helps my joints, makes me think clearer. It has probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha stuff for my muscles, my joints, my digestion, healthy weight, anti-aging supplements. Yep. I mean, everything's in there. It help you feel younger. This supports the big lie. Mm-hmm. You are correct, Jody. I am not
in
my
50s. Right. Not in your 50s.
Right.
That's one way of putting it.
That's accurate.
42. Thank you, Morning Kick, for the mental clarity to remember that I am 42.
Not in your 50s.
Okay. Pardon me?
Yeah, let's just go with not in your 50s.
Roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in Stephanie. Or you can text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, you know what? If I'm not allowed to be snide, you're not allowed to be condescending.
As an American who keeps up with the real news, you know by now the severity of the economic issues that are plaguing our great nation. My name is Jonathan Rose, and I'm the CEO of Genesis Gold Group, the only major faith-driven company in the industry. 2024 is a year full of uncertainties, with trillions of dollars in national debt, inflation impacting your savings, and a pivotal election year. Your peace of mind is more valuable than ever. Now is the time to use physical gold and silver to preserve your hard-earned retirement savings with a gold IRA. Call Genesis Gold Group today. Our team has decades of experience helping folks just like you take their first step on the path to true financial freedom with a gold and silver IRA.
Call Genesis Gold Group today at 1-800-200-GOLD for a no-commitment, informative consultation with one of our experts to find out if we can be a fit for you. Call now at 1-800-200-4653 or visit genesisgoldgroup.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Make Music Madison chapter is one of the oldest in the U.S. The free music event happens on the summer solstice, June 21st. And in 2023, the Madison chapter also set a record for the most musicians and shows, 700. Here's Make Music Madison director, Mary Rose Ekberg.
We had the largest, the most number of events, the most number of performances of any chapter in the United States. So we'll see if we can top that this year.
Registration is open now, and you can take part by playing or hosting a show or simply supporting those who do. But there's a deadline, too.
June 1st is the deadline for registration officially.
Learn more and sign up at the website makemusicmadison.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Busted pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Moments from Malcolm Nance
and Carney Wilson. Very exciting. Ooh, and Coffee with Carlos.
Yes.
Okay. This would be a to whom it may concern letter.
Which concerns?
No one.
Nobody in this room.
Bob in Minnetonka, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Bob, you just worry about getting your tickets to Minneapolis. That's what you need to worry about.
Oh, is this someone who wants to go to?
This is regarding ipso post facto. It's actually to you. Hi, Chris. I've been a fan of the show ever since I discovered you on Air America 20 years ago or thereabouts. As an attorney and a grammar stickler, I enjoy your devotion to correct communication. However, you continue to use ipso post facto as an example of legalese. I have searched the online version of Black's Law Dictionary to find the meaning of ipso post facto. There is no such phrase in Black's Law Dictionary. Ipso facto is the proper phrase in Latin. That means by the act itself. Right. I thought you might like to know that. If not, quo malus something. Okay.
You want me to read that?
Yeah, no. Okay. Thanks for all the good work you, Steph, and Jody do to keep the liberal message alive and well. Bob in Minnetonka, who would like you to know that there is no such thing.
Good Lord.
All right.
The rod up that man's butt must have a rod up its butt.
Latin's a dead language anyway, so why are we even speaking?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not as dead as Aramaic.
You know where they speak it? At the Dead Mall, the Harmar.
They speak Latin and Aramaic.
Ipso post facto.
Yeah.
Hello, Edward in Vermont. Hello.
Yes, I just wanted to say the RFK Jr. campaign is karma coming back at the Democratic Party for failing to run a fair primary process. You could have.
Oh, was it rigged? Is that the word you're looking for? The Democratic primary was rigged? Is that what you...
Because people voted? Superdelegates have never swung that, ever. They won't do it.
Okay. Guessing that guy's trying to win the free falconing trip. Okay.
Yep.
Hmm?
Yep.
Ken Buck.
Is that who you are? What you like to do?
In both cases. Okay. This is he's both. Ken has bucked his party.
Switched sides or something, hasn't he? He's like gone to the good side?
Well, he's more of an old school Republican.
Okay.
That's what he is.
I believe he joins all of us in thinking Marjorie Taylor Greene is a moron.
And a traitor.
Here he is with the, Aaron Burnett. Okay. All right. Yes.
So, you know, when you talk about her, it is a bit different, obviously, than what the man you voted to remove as Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, said about her. In fact, this weekend, he said this about Congresswoman Greene.
And the one thing I've always found about Marjorie is she's a very serious legislator that deals with policy. And the best way to deal with anyone like that is sit down and talk to him.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You've worked with her more recently. Does what he say add up to you at all? And
well, I think Kevin is much more experienced talking to Marjorie about policy than I do, first of all. Secondly, my experience with Marjorie is people have talked to her about not filing articles of impeachment on President Biden before he was sworn into office, not filing articles of impeachment that were groundless on other individuals in the Biden administration. And she was never moved by that. She was always focused on her social media account.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Internet troll.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Moscow Marjorie is focused now on this Ukraine issue and getting her talking points from the Kremlin and making sure that she is popular and she is getting a lot of coverage.
Okay. Oh, by the way, whoever that douchebag was that just called.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans didn't have a primary either. Did they not this last time, the time when Trump was president?
Right.
Okay.
Everybody knows the rules going into it.
Right.
You can't complain about it afterwards.
Thank you.
Because
that campaign aid we played yesterday that urges, people to vote for. Anyway, she's works for Bobby Kennedy, right?
Uh-huh.
Campaign aid for Bobby Kennedy. Called Trump her favorite president and attended the Stop the Steal rally on January 6th. Rita Palma, this woman we played yesterday, authored a series of social media posts demonstrating an affinity for Trump lies about the 2020 election being stolen from him, complete with a photo of Sidney Powell.
Mm-hmm.
She went on record as saying the point of Bobby's campaign is to get Trump back in.
Yep.
Vote for Bobby in blue states so that Biden doesn't get the votes and it goes to Congress and then they appoint Trump. Which I don't even, it doesn't makes no sense. Just quit and work for Trump. Yes, sorry, Chris. What?
No, we're breaking.
Oh, well, sorry. God, just be that way then. All right.
In the past couple of days, has she tried to walk that back?
No.
Okay.
Don't be ridiculous.
Then she is the worst campaign operative ever.
Yes. 29 minutes after the hour, Malcolm Nance next.
air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Silver alerts will now be issued when children go missing but don't qualify for any other kind of alert. The Prince Act is named after Prince McCree, who went missing in Milwaukee last fall and was found dead the next day. His family had asked for an Amber Alert, but his case didn't meet the criteria. Federal regulators may have accidentally given hackers the tools to disrupt America's trucking industry. Long-haul truckers are now required to log their hours on wireless devices, which can be manipulated remotely.
When regulators are introducing new requirements, they have to be aware of the cybersecurity implications.
Jeremy Daly is the co-author of a study that shows how gadgets can introduce new vulnerabilities. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Rock County public health officials say they're seeing a spike in drug overdoses. A Facebook post on Monday counts 5 overdoses connected to cocaine laced with opioids between Thursday and Monday. They say it appears strong opioids are being mixed in with a local drug supply. People can get Narcan, fentanyl test strips, and other safer-use supplies at places like the Beloit Public Library and the Rock County Sheriff's Office. Madison is planting more than 1,300 trees this spring. The city says specialized arborists chose 27 different tree species. The trees will be planted along city streets, including the isthmus. Madison leaders say people who get new trees in front of their homes should follow the new tree care guide on the Urban Forestry website. Planting will continue through the end of the month. The city plans another round of planting in the fall. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny this morning, becoming cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 68, with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with showers after midnight, 46. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain tomorrow into tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
If you turn on any House oversight hearing in the last year, you will see Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert and all these folks engaged in wildly propagandistic rhetoric.
Or Moscow Marge, as Ken Buck calls her.
Yes, as he refers to her.
Wow. Wonder if she gets together with Moscow Mitch.
Yeah.
And they have Moscow Mules. Okay.
That'd be fun.
Huh? Yeah, right? What's in a Moscow Mule? I don't drink hard liquor.
I've never had a Moscow Mule.
I think vodka's in it.
Oh. I think there's vodka. So people are screaming at their at their screen right now. I can tell.
I've never had a Moscow Mule.
Me neither. As I mentioned, I don't drink hard liquor, so I don't know what's in that. It strikes me as an old manny kind of drink. No,
I'll get the rest.
Oh, I know who would know. Yeah, okay. We found him. He was on a secret mission, but we found him.
Oprah would know. It's her favorite drink.
Oh, yes. Thank you for that fun fact.
Vodka, ginger beer, lime.
Malcolm Nance, have you ever had a Moscow Mule with Moscow Marge and Moscow Mitch? Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
He just went away. He was just there, and he just went away.
Huh.
Now we may never know the answer to that question.
No, we will never know.
I'm sorry. Could you tell me the ingredients again?
It is, the classic recipe is vodka, ginger beer, lime juice, and ice, and you shake it. And you put it in a copper.
In a copper mug.
In a copper
mug. What I thought. It's in some weird tin thing. Yeah.
In a copper mug. It's for flavor.
Yeah, bartenders love it because they have to drag out the special equipment for it.
It was very popular like 10 years ago.
Oh,
like,
great. You want a pain in the ass drink. Fine. Right.
Yeah, how about a daiquiri? Bartenders love daiquiris.
It's like my long time ago ex. I used to call her a pain in the assitarian because she said she was vegetarian, but she bacon and I don't.
That's not a vegetarian.
No, she wasn't. She would eat fish, but only the white kind. I don't know, just only halibut, I think, something. I was like, oh, you're a pain in the assitarian. Okay.
So she wouldn't eat salmon, which is the best fish.
It's the best fish.
It's the best for you fish too.
No, it's very.
We're
good
still
for
good
you.
Friends today though. But yeah, that's what I call pain in the assitarian. You don't really follow any. Particular.
Well, then it should be easy to eat if you don't follow anything.
Yeah. Like Rob of...
Rob and Trish.
Right. Because Trish is a vegetarian, so I think Rob says he is, but just to get laid. And then when he goes out, he has steak. I don't know what that's called, but it's not really a vegetarian. Something to do...
Situational.
Yeah, right. A vegetarian.
Yeah.
Right. A vegetarian, so he can get...
Well, my sister was an aeritarian.
Was she only at air?
Yeah.
By the way, here's a fun fact. Carney Wilson, who joins us in just a bit... who we're very excited about, went to a Weight Watchers camp with Jody Hamilton.
That's right.
Yes. What? How old were y'all?
I want to say it was 79 to 12.
Was it like the Weight Watchers branded camp?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So you can understand her particular weight psychosis. Mine, I don't know. Okay. All right. We don't know what happened. Malcolm
Vance was
he's there.
Just gone.
You
went. We don't know
okay.
What
well, you know, and he wrote a piece, Are Israel and Iran Going to War? So that's not important or anything.
No.
Maybe World War III. I'll just put that stack over here. It's about that. Okay. Let's take a couple of quick ones. Sarah in Texas. Hey, Sarah. Welcome.
Well, good morning, Stephanie, my goddess.
Go ahead.
And
thank you.
Jody. I love your mom, but I love you more.
Aww.
And Chris.
Oh, that's a twist on the formula.
Hey, listen, I need a. I'm trying to pre-order my burka, and although I look great in black, I wonder, can you personalize them?
Sure.
Like, you know, they did during the COVID, where they put the thing on the mask, and I could put like the body that I always wanted on my burka.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll sign it right where you're, you know, over the netting over your eyes, right. that's not funny. It's, you know, funny, not funny, really, is what's happening in Arizona and elsewhere, Chris. Burka humor. Oh, by the way, speaking of fantastic, the Sexy Liberal Shop is open, isn't it?
Should be.
Yes, the new, hello? We're going to be adding stuff, but the new, the sexyliberal.com, right, Chris? You can find, is it the store is open to get Sexy Liberal Save the World merch?
Right.
Okay, I just thought I would, okay, here he is. Do we... do the thing already? Oh, we already did the thing.
Did.
All right, that's close enough. Hi.
Hi.
We were wondering if you've ever had a Moscow Mule with Moscow, with you know, Moscow Mitch or Moscow Marge.
Moscow Mitch, Moscow Marge, Moscow. Was it Mike Johnson?
Uh-huh. Yes.
We've got all these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. A Moscow Mule is one part Mitch, one part Marge, and two parts Mike. And that's how you get a Moscow Mule. They'll carry anybody's water.
There you go.
God almighty. Oh, by the way, when did you start entering passcodes for these?
It's brand new today.
We have a special guest coming on today.
Zoom decided to do an update.
Yes. Yeah. Unless you were in Wilson Phillips, you can't get in today. Okay, so... just kidding. Carney Wilson's coming up.
Yeah.
So, what was I going to say? Yeah, I mean, this is... who is it? You know, Mike Turner said it as well, but Ken Buck has said... you're at the point, Malcolm, where you have at least semi-normal Republicans calling them out for doing Putin's talking points on the House of Congress. I mean, go ahead. Talk. Just talk about that a little bit. Because it. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, what you call semi-normal Republicans is what we call people who are about to be kicked out of the Republican Party and will
become
as independents and join as Democrats, mm-hmm. also yeah. known as sane people.
Right.
So, you know, this is absolutely amazing. It's what you, I, and everyone have been saying since 2016, that Russia owns the Republican Party. They own Donald Trump. If you support Donald Trump, you must align yourself with Moscow's wishes, because Vladimir Putin, you know, has him by a, you know, a leash and collar that he regularly walks him around.
Yeah.
And so that's why you get people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and, you know, Mike Johnson and all the rest doing Moscow's bidding, literally owned by Moscow.
I mean, and Malcolm, you know, your first, you know, or not first book, but, you know, The Plot to Hack America, I keep saying this is like the biggest, dumbest plot ever now. Like, there's not, you know, Bobby Kennedy Jr. literally did Putin's talking points word for word the other day about Ukraine. I mean,
absolutely.
And then his campaign, it comes right out and says, this is to get Trump in.
Yeah.
You know, like, nothing is hidden anymore, right?
No, it doesn't have to be hidden, because you have one-third of the electorate is completely sodden with whatever insane tribalisms Trump puts out. And they will do for, you know, like the guys with the T-shirts, of which I actually have one of those T-shirts now. I'd rather be a Russian than a Democrat.
Yeah.
Which means they would rather choose an enemy of the United States over being an American that has a different political ideology now.
Yeah.
This is where we stand into danger. This is not just that it's, you know, 6 or 7 years of us, or 8 years, shouting our heads off about how dangerous the co-option of the American political system has become. It's just that they don't care anymore. They
yeah.
will tell you to your face they work for the Russians.
Yeah.
They will do their bidding. RFK Jr., who is, let's just be honest, is a nut.
Yes.
Okay? And his billionaire mistress, who was, I think, a girlfriend of Elon Musk.
Yes.
Which should tell you a lot. Elon Musk spending $44 billion to take over Twitter to turn that into a pro-Moscow machine.
Yeah.
Tells you that money sides with money. And that money is the Russian oil oligarchy money. And they respect murder and power. And if they have to wipe out a country in Europe to do that, to get that, if they have to destroy American democracy, which is precisely what's happening,
yeah.
right? I saw this morning on MSNBC, did you guys talk about the focus group on undecideds, mm-hmm. people who voted for Biden? Eight out of nine of them were literally speaking Trump talking points mm-hmm. and thought that Trump's economy was better than the current one. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But crazy is rule of the day now.
I mean, and it would be different, Malcolm, if it was a little bit of a thing in the opinion area. We're 3.8 unemployment. We were at almost 15% unemployment. It's not like it's a little dispute over a little margin. I mean, you're absolutely right. It just, the fact that they're even trying the are you better off than you were 4 years ago is insane. But yeah, go ahead.
No, it's insane. It's literally has to be insane, because by every metric, remember when Trump was bragging about the stock market breaking, I think it was 20,000 or something along that line?
Yeah.
It's at 38,000 points now.
Yeah.
One of these idiots was out here complaining about his 401k.
Yeah.
The 401k crashed under Trump,
yeah.
but they don't care.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, that was not the Muslim guy, undecided, ready to vote, ready to not vote for Biden or to vote for Trump.
And
talk that when Trump is talking about the greatest mass deportation in the history of the United States,
yeah.
we'll start on day one.
Yeah.
What is wrong with people?
Exactly. And Malcolm, talk about the world stage as you do a mm-hmm. little bit, because, you know, you've got this, Trump's conducting a shadow presidency. He's talking to, you know, MBS, and Jared's talking to Netanyahu, and, you know, Trump's saying, sure. This wouldn't, October 7th wouldn't have happened if I was president. Are you kidding me? Like, we don't know that Putin was training and funding Hamas, like that. This is, as I always say, Malcolm, all one story. I mean,
the unified field theory is clearly at work here. Russia assists Trump. Netanyahu, to stay out of jail, is assisting Trump.
Yeah.
Anyone calling for them to moderate themselves, either side in this story, quietly leans over and goes to Trump. The Saudis want unbridled authority to do whatever they want, which is why they gave Elon Musk $20 billion of the $44 billion to stop global critics.
Yeah.
So that they can kill them with impunity if they want to. Now they're buying tennis. They bought tennis. They did what we call oligarchy by sports, right?
Yeah.
Reputation laundering by sports. Bought golf, now have bought tennis, trying to buy the Grand Prix circuit, and they've bought Jared Kushner and Donald Trump.
Right.
Same thing with, you know.
Yeah, and this is how they get money to Trump, is through his golf, so they don't have to go through campaign finance. Yeah.
They give him tournaments where the cash goes straight to him.
Yeah. Right? Malcolm, you wrote a very disturbing piece called Warning, Are Israel and Iran Going to War? And you said, are we in America and the West ready for this? I mean, this just, okay, go, just talk a little bit about, because, you know, what was the piece, Jody? Oh, God, it was a great piece. You would have loved it, Malcolm, about just Netanyahu. And he's just, yeah, the degree to which he's trying to undermine Biden and get, you know, Trump back in office. Talk a little bit about this whole situation now.
I'm going to tell you guys just straight up. If Donald Trump wins this election and you think that you support the people of Palestine, for those of you who get on Twitter and go, Malcolm Nance and Stephanie Miller hate the Palestinian people, they're talking about ethnically cleansing 2.2 million people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was talk early on about making them walk into Egypt or across to Jordan. Donald Trump would endorse it. He would back it and put the full force of the United States behind ethnically cleansing these areas. And Benjamin Netanyahu would be the prime minister to sell it, even though most Israeli people do not support Netanyahu.
Yeah.
I don't support Netanyahu. No one in their right mind does.
So
but right now, he's in that driver's seat, and he needs Trump's authoritarian, dictatorial style to walk over all critics.
Yeah.
So when he's also talking about getting rid of American citizens who protest against the United States or protest against Israel. Look, things can get much worse. The article that I wrote in Substack. Listen, if you are not following me, you're getting 2 or 3 minutes of work on me out of Twitter. All of my deep writing now is on Substack.
Yeah.
And this article about is Israel and Iran going to war, that could be happening in a matter of days. What is like what we call the war of the cities in the Iran-Iraq war, where two nation states start throwing ballistic missiles into each other's capital, the way Russia is doing at Ukraine.
Yeah.
This could happen between Israel and Iran. And you think that the price of oil is bad for you right now?
Yeah. I mean, we're in a place where
prices are bad right now.
You're
Wait
right.
till it goes up to $300 a barrel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what they want. Anything that hurts Biden, you know, anything that hurts America hurts Biden. And they're all for it. They're all for all of America's enemies. It's extraordinary. I mean, President Biden blasted Netanyahu's mistaken Gaza policies, called for a 6 to 8 week pause in the war. He spoke of his anger over the IDF strike that killed the World Kitchen workers. Of course, he said, so what I'm calling for is for the Israelis to call for a ceasefire, allow for the next 6 to 8 weeks total access to all food and medicine going into the country. I've spoken from everyone from the Saudis to the Jordanians to the Egyptians that are prepared to move this food in. I think there's no excuse to not provide for the medical and food needs of these people. That should be done now. I mean, we're obviously at the point where, you know, Netanyahu's turning the entire world against Israel. He's turning, obviously we're at a point now where people are urging him to condition aid. I just don't, we keep asking the question, Malcolm, but in a democracy, what do we do about Netanyahu? Because it seems like you're right. He and Trump are both in power or running to stay out of jail. They're both the same crook.
Well, let me tell you what's going on in Israel and what was going on in Israel when I was there. This is really about that man. It's really about him as an individual. The Israeli government is a coalition government. The people who could actually run it responsibly are not the people who control all of the levers of power. So long as he is prime minister and he has the support of the right-wing extremists in that government, the other 80% of the Israeli people who want to see defense. They want to see themselves taken care of. You know, they are having protests against him nightly. When I was there, they actually used the police against the families of hostages who disagreed with Netanyahu. But look, President Biden is calling for a ceasefire, not Hamas's ceasefire, a humanitarian pause to get food in there. Hamas wants the war to end. The war's not going to end on Hamas's terms. This is not the permanent ceasefire people are calling for.
Malcolm, sorry, I didn't realize we're running late here because with the technical stuff. Can I just ask a quick technical question? Because, first of all, I agree we need an independent investigation of the World Kitchen Worker thing. What do you think happened there? Because I don't, I mean, the whole that the drones couldn't see the World Kitchen things at night, is that plausible to
I'm
you?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something about that. I didn't know quite a bit about the World Kitchen strike until I got a lot more detail out of the Israeli report. You cannot tell logos on vehicles at night unless they are infrared. When I was in Iraq and I ran security for Save the Children, we put infrared flashing strobes so U.S. Army aircraft and Air Force aircraft could identify us.
But they had been in coordination. How did the coordination break down? They had coordinated with IDF, their movements.
Because the drone pilots are not in Gaza. The drone pilots are in central Israel. And their deconfliction parameters were these vehicles will be moving X. I'm going to tell you something that I will criticize World Food Kitchen about. Why the hell were you moving at night? In my entire 10 years in Iraq, we never, ever, ever moved at night. It's a death sentence when the U.S. armed forces are out at night. They should have just paused it. I don't know anything about these guys who are gunmen or whether it was their British contract security who had weapons. It doesn't matter. Israel needs to tighten up what they're doing, and there does need to be an independent investigation.
I don't trust anything IDF or Hamas says. So, all right, we're way late. I got to go. I'm going to miss my. I love you. Goodbye. See you next week.
Bye.
Okay, 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Done With Debt. Are you ready to be
done with debt?
How'd you know I was going to say that?
It was in the name.
Because it keeps you up at night, doesn't it? You go to bed thinking about debt. You wake up thinking about it.
Grind your teeth.
High-interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off all your debt. Inflation, you're living paycheck to paycheck. Done With Debt is your lifeline. They have ingenious new strategies to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. They analyze all your debt options that you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiator knows how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done With Debt can just make it worse. Done With Debt, the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But hurry, some of those solutions may be time sensitive. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Nice girl, but about as sharp as a sack of wet mice.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra
extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to RoundhouseProvisions.com. That's RoundhouseProvisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. RoundhouseProvisions.com.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This portion of the show brought to you by Jody Hamilton's awesomeness, which pretty much every segment of this show.
Joy.
Yeah, and Credo Mobile, because she knew 15 years ago, that's how long she's been using Credo Mobile.
Yep.
Herp and Derp over here, as we like to call ourselves. We didn't know.
No.
It's America's, I'm telling you, Progressive Phone Company. They give to all the causes that you care about, so every time you use your phone, you are making a difference. Join Credo Mobile. You will get that great feeling with knowing your phone company shares your values and coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network. Low rates, complete selection of new devices, including all the latest models from the top brands. And switching is easy. Can you bring your current phone? Can you bring your current member?
Yes.
Yes. Boy, howdy, you betcha. Okay. And right now, if you go to CredoMobile.com and type in the code STEPH, you get $250 off any smartphone. CredoMobile.com, get $250 off just by typing in that code STEPH. 58 minutes after the hour. Hold on.
What?
Just one more segment. And see how many times I was going to do that? Because I love that song so
get
much.
Old.
If I ever bought it.
Carney Wilson joins us next.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Tune in for the hump day edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. John Nichols should be checking in. You'll want to tune in 4 to 6 across Civic Media.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming.